FDA approves first drug of its kind for polycythemia vera, a rare blood disorder. Mega Doctor News. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration today approved Mimirolo, rusfertide, a new treatment for adults with polycythemia vera, a rare blood disorder that causes the body to make too many red blood cells. The excess cells can thicken the blood and increase the risk of cardiovascular issues, such as blood clots, stroke, and heart attack. Mimirolo offers a new treatment approach for patients whose disease has not been adequately controlled with existing therapies. It is the first approved treatment for polycythemia vera that mimics hepcidin, a hormone that naturally regulates iron in the body. By limiting the iron available to make new red blood cells, Mimirolo helps reduce their overproduction and keep red blood cell levels under control. This novel approach offers a new option for patients who have not achieved adequate control with existing therapies. People living with polycythemia vera have long faced the challenge of managing a chronic blood disorder with frequent blood draws to help address the consequences of the red blood cell overproduction, said Tanya Robleski, MD, director of the Division of Nonmalignant Hematology within the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. Today's approval of Mimirolo offers a new, first-in-class option that has the potential to meaningfully reduce patient burden. A key goal of treatment for polycythemia vera is keeping the proportion of red blood cells in the blood, hematocrit, below 45% to reduce cardiovascular risks. This often requires phlebotomy, a procedure that removes blood from a vein to lower the number of red blood cells in the body. However, some patients continue to need frequent phlebotomies despite treatment, creating an ongoing burden. The safety and efficacy of Mimirolo were evaluated in the VERIFY trial, a multicenter, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 3 study of 293 adults with polycythemia vera who required frequent phlebotomies despite ongoing standard of care therapy. Patients were randomized 1-to-1 to receive either Mimirolo or placebo over 32 weeks. Mimirolo treatment started at 19 mg, administered subcutaneously, under the skin, once weekly, and was titrated to maintain hematocrit levels below 45%. Efficacy was measured by the proportion of patients who did not meet criteria for phlebotomy between weeks 20 and 32 of the study. Overall, 76.9% of patients on Mimirolo required no phlebotomies during the 32-week period compared to 32.9% on placebo. The most common adverse reactions were injection site reactions and anemia. Mimirolo received priority review. The approval was granted to Takeda Pharmaceuticals America, Inc. Information source: Food and Drug Administration.